You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. All right, we gave you a little break, but now it's back to trade. As we discussed earlier, that phase one trade deal signed by the U.S. and China earlier this week promises to increase agricultural exports to China by $32 billion over 2 years compared to 2017 levels. American farmers were closely watching the deal, and many whose businesses have been hurt by the trade war were hoping for lower or even no tariffs. But Ken Christopher of Christopher Ranch, the country's leading garlic producer, has a pretty different take on the trade war.
For the garlic industry in specific, it's been pretty great, actually. For the last 25 years, Chinese exporters of garlic have illegally flooded our market with hundreds of millions of pounds of Chinese garlic below fair market value. And so this 25% tariff on all inbound Chinese garlic has been a fantastic thing for American garlic farmers. What it's doing is it's helping to level the playing field. When I first saw the news that some kind of resolution was coming, I have to admit, I was a little bit anxious. Perhaps the government may have made an agreement that would hurt American garlic farmers. You know, we have 1,000 full-time employees, so we're the largest employer in our hometown of Gilroy, California. And so whatever's going on with the trade war is going to directly affect a hometown. We're accustomed to a much more simple existence. So now we're kind of embroiled in an international story to where what happens in China is directly impacting what's happening with our business. I just wish people would understand that it's not all farmers are hurting. It's far more complicated. There are winners and losers in any kind of economic exchange. We're apolitical as a company. What we are is pro-American garlic farmers.
That's Ken Christopher of Christopher Ranch.